Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
When was this Day-Day? When was this song? When did it come out?
Ooh, I got to double-check the year, but it was in the 2000s.
Yeah, this is probably 2002 or 3. Petey Pablo?
Yeah.
So, this has got to be that time frame.
That was probably still after I got my license then. I'm just thinking about what could have been on that list that you had.
I would have got my license in 03. Maybe I'll do my own list next.
Forgot about Drake.
I was bumping to.
Forgot about Dre was 2000.
Yeah, it was on the list last week. Or it was an honorable mention, I think.
That was definitely a song me and... we had a Finnish goalkeeper in soccer.
Goodness.
We would roll up to this song at practice.
Oh, before we get to mic'd up,
that
USA soccer, the United States men's national team, is now eliminated from Copa America after a 1-0 defeat at the hands of, don't you guys come, this is how they say it, Uruguay. So...
That's not what you said a minute ago.
Yeah.
You said
Uruguay. Uruguay. What did I say before?
And I was like,
I got to get this down before the Olympics.
You just Uruguay. Oh, this is how they say it. Uruguay.
Did I not say it? Did I say it? What did I say? Uruguay.
A minute ago, you said it's pronounced Uruguay. And I was like, no, that's going
to
be tough.
Well, you want to say Uruguay, but that's not what you're supposed to say. And that's not a real country when I did it like that.
Yeah. So, remember that when you're making fun of me in Paulden County. You know what?
Because you tripped me up. Looking at you made me want to go into a country sort of dialect. Just your presence.
Look, I know that you're gonna, you might cringe when I say this, but I'm not sure how much longer the U.S. men's soccer team can continue down the path with the leadership in place. And that's talking about Berhalter, the coach.
Yeah, it's every main sports website that you can find this morning, and I'm talking about The Athletic, ESPN, CBS Sports, whatever you want to call it, every single one, the headline read, it's time for the United States men's national team to move on from Greg Berhalter. And it is. This is as ugly as it gets when you look at the opportunity they had in front of them hosting a tournament where they were favored in what should have been a shoe-in group to make it to the quarterfinals, at least. There were so many missteps and everything that happened for the last couple of matches for them that I don't know how you kind of stick with that, man.
Yeah,
it's just ugly.
And I think there's a lot of, there's talent, and there's talent that's young talent, and to not sustain the energy.
Dude, I was told this is the most talented roster in men national team history.
Well,
that's what
it probably is.
I mean, maybe, you know, not all is lost for this team, right? I mean, you said the talent's there. It just hasn't really panned out. Day-Day, are you good for me?
Well, if it hasn't panned out, you look towards – when you have talented rosters and they underachieve, The first question always goes towards leadership. And Berhalter's been there 5 or 6 years now, and nothing has been accomplished, well, essentially.
And looks like we're ready for that sound now. So let's listen to Berhalter. Whether or not, is the team doomed?
In my opinion, it's not something you say, okay, you know, this program's doomed. It's not that, it's not the case at all. It was a poor performance. We didn't get the results that we expected, and we need to get better.
Let me ask y'all this too. Anybody that was watching really closely last night, it was kind of all over the socials. You needed the result, Panama against Bolivia, to stay a lot tighter than it ended up being.
Yeah.
Right? Did you guys see the video right before Uruguay scores on the set piece where Berhalter's looking out and he's saying it's 1-1? Basically, the game has been tied. The other game that we're paying attention to has been tied. In that moment, you guys tell me, do you want to know anything about the other game that's going on? Because I do not. I personally am like, dude, let's control what we control. I don't want to know anything about what's going on between Panama and Bolivia at this point. Let me worry about Uruguay right here in front of me and see if we can beat this team first.
I think, to me, you have to know the makeup of the entirety and the most important players on your roster when you do something like that.
Right.
Because I'm different. I want to know. So, I, you know, it affects. I like having that feeling that my back is against the wall kind of thing. I don't know why. It's always been something I feel like I've done better at. But, you know, you have to be very careful when you do those things, and you have to know the makeup of the team. I'm not sure if that is something that he did there or if that's just who he is. So it's hard for me to answer that.
Yeah.
Like, but this team clearly didn't respond, so maybe that wasn't.
If the game is over, okay, tell me the result. But in the middle of the game, who cares? Who cares what the current score is in the 60th minute or whatever it is?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? That's
well,
kind of where I
think it maybe pushes urgency, but if you don't have urgency in that game already, knowing what you had to do coming in there and essentially get a win to move, then there's a lot more issues with this team than just Berhalter.
Yeah. All right, well, speaking of having issues, let's go ahead and hit this mic, though.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.